And our main complaint really is to do with the lack of professionalism by the Zimbabwe Republic Police Force. You find that in all politically sensitive cases, particularly in cases that involve supporters of the MDC led by the Prime Minister, Dr. Morgan Tsvangirai, invariably the police are very keen to arrest MDC activists. They are very keen to throw them in jail. They are also very keen to make sure that even before they have enough evidence to arrest or to cause an arrest, the first thing they do is to pound on MDC activists and to make sure that they are locked up. A very recent example is the recent illegal abduction and detention of Minister Jameson Zizai Kimba, where you find that the police are very quick to jump and arrest the gentleman and make sure that they just humiliate him, detain him, when there was absolutely no good reason, no good cause, both at law and in fact, for the arrest of the individual. And this is what the judge, Honorable Justice Musaka, said when he said, immediately release Minister Kimba because he should not have been arrested in the first place in this manner. So the problem we have with our police force is we have a police force, Sandra, that has been politicized, that instead of acting as a national police force, always wants to act as a part of the ZANU-PF militia machinery. This is our main bond of contention. We are not saying people who commit offenses should not be arrested, but we are saying why is it that 10 times out of 10, it's MDC activists who get arrested and ZANU-PF people don't get arrested. So we are not attacking the police as individuals. We are attacking their lack, their serious and appalling lack of professionalism.
Mr. Gumbo, what is your take of the complaints by the MDC of the police force as he has just enunciated?
There is a very wrong perception from the MDC side. They take it that because the police at the moment, our police force is being led by mostly former guerrillas like Comrade Chiuri and others. They believe that because they are of their association with the ZANU-PF because of the history. Therefore, whenever people from the MDC commit crimes, they should not be arrested. Because then if they are arrested by the police, then it appears like they are being arrested by ZANU-PF. Because the Commissioner General and all other senior officers of the police belong or were members of the liberation struggle fighting from ZANU-PF from ZANU-PF side. The simple issue here, Sandra, is that the police are very professional. It's quite renowned world over that we have got a very disciplined and a professional police force in this country. That has been demonstrated by their inclusion, by being called by the United Nations to perform police duties all over the world. So if one wants to say that the police are ZANU-PF and so forth, then we want to allege that they should not, perform their duties professionally. The police don't arrest a ZANU-PF or an MDC person. They just arrest a wrongdoer. And when they do so, all of them do not know who is ZANU-PF and who is MDC because we are not numbered. There is no identity on our foreheads or whatever to show that we are ZANU-PF or MDC when we go about doing our daily engagements. So it's really something that must be rubbed off from my colleagues from the MDC, that the police operate like they operate on behalf of ZANU-PF, of MDC. One thing we have got to also understand and know here is that I get surprised that when Honorable Senator says that Honorable Justice Musakwa requested the immediate release and is yep about that, you will also remember that at times they now say the court belongs to ZANU-PF and that they are politicized by ZANU-PF. But today, because their member has been released by the judge, now the judge has acted correctly, is good now. And now who is wrong is the arresting officer. But if the arresting officer arrested Gumbo, and then he would have been a very good police officer. So double standard. It's not good. Let us just leave the police to do their professional work professionally. I would advise Honorable Gudu to advise colleagues from the MDC to say, just abide by the law. And let us all see if you will be arrested when you are a lawful abiding citizen of Zimbabwe. There are many MDC people in this country. They've never been to jail. They've never been taken to a police station because they abide by the law.
Mr. Gutu, your party is singling out Commissioner General Augustine Chiwiri as one of your main targets and you want him to resign. Why?
The issues are very simple and straightforward. For a national police commissioner of the country's police force to come out in the open, in the public domain, and announce that he is a member of a particular political party and that he hates the MDC in particular and he hates the leader of the MDC, Dr. Tsvangirai, that in itself takes away all claim of impartiality, all claim towards integrity, and all claim towards professionalism. So we are simply saying to Commissioner Chiwiri, we appreciate that he has got a constitutional right to support a political party of his choice. We have absolutely no problems, no qualms with that. But it is, of course, very dangerous for a serving commissioner of the police to come out in the open and say the MDC are puppets and that the MDC will never be allowed to rule this country. With due respect to Commissioner Chiwiri, he should know that it is up to the people of Zimbabwe to decide through the ballot box who is supposed to be their leader. And then it becomes very unfortunate for any Zimbabwean, no matter what position they hold, either it may be in the police force, in the army, or in whatever organization for that matter, to then come out in the open and say the ballot box doesn't make any sense. This country came through the bullet and will never allow it to go away simply by way of a ballot. I believe that with respect, that is a very dangerous statement. I believe that with respect in a normal democracy, a police officer will say that, the more so if you are the top policeman, the top cop in a country, should have been simply requested to resign. If he says that in the public domain, and whilst he's still a serving police commissioner, that is dangerous. If he wants to join us in politics, he's welcome. We'll just show him how the game is played, but it is not fair. In fact, it is actually illegal, unconstitutional, and unlawful for him to want to be both a serving police officer and at the same time one of ZANU-PF's political commissars.
Mr. Gumbo, what is your response to that?
Sandra, let me tell you one. I'm an economist, and my cousin is a lawyer, a very eloquent and a very good lawyer. He's using very good words, and if you listen to him, you will believe him. But let me say, tell you this. Don't be deceived by his eloquence. The point you have to understand here is that Comrade Chiwiri is a freedom fighter. He fought for the liberation of this country, which is not just to go to war. There was a reason for going to war. This comrade of mine, this brother of mine who you are interviewing now, was even at one time arrested. And many people don't know that. He was arrested for a reason. And that reason was for the liberation of this country. He was fighting for human rights. He was fighting to be allowed to vote, and he was fighting because he wanted to have the land, and which he knows because he's a chief with me from Gutu, who are Gumbos from Gutu. Our land was no longer under us as chiefs. It had been, our land had been taken over by the whites. We did not have a land. We did not even belong to, were not even recognized as chiefs ourselves. He knows very well, and that's why he was being arrested, because he wanted our to be respected as Zimbabweans. So Comrade Chiwiri, all he is saying is he's still protecting that legacy. He's still protecting that principle that we fought for, the principle that we wanted to die and fight and carry arms so that we can be liberated. So if somebody comes up today, even the Dr. Tsvangirai is talking about, I didn't know that he was now a doctor, but very good, he's now a doctor, and I'm here with a doctor who's the prime minister now. Yes, but now all I'm saying is that's good for me. That's good for Dr. Tsvangirai he's talking about. But I am saying that if Dr. Tsvangirai comes up with the principle that will protect what we fought for, no one will ever oppose him. Let me remind the listeners and my cousin lawyer, Senator Gutu, that it is not the MDC of 2000 or today that has been the only opposition party in this country. Since 1980, we had opposition political parties. Even now, they have people like Munenza who wanted to be president one day, with Zumu, Tekere wanted to be president. Many people wanted to be president. Many people wanted to stand under different political parties. We never had a culture of violence like we had when MDC came. The history of the MDC when they came to power, because there was a, you know, this issue of the land takeover in 2000, that is where the problem came from. And that is the thing that many people, whether they are in the army, they are in the police force, they are in churches, they will protect. They will say, we protect. And if Honorable Senator Gutu will come and say, he is not supporting that principle of the land then you will find the people opposing him. It's as simple as all that.
Mr. Gudu, I also see that the MDC says it's not happy that the police has failed to fully investigate political murders that have been taking place in Zimbabwe for the past decade or so. What do you have to say to Mr. Jhuri and the police force?
When you go back to the year 2000, when we were campaigning for the June 2000 election, Challenge Chimini and his colleague were brutally murdered. Petrol bomb was thrown in the car to Mulambinda, Growth Point, Manicaland. They died a very painful death. The perpetrators of that heinous murder are known, but to this day, 11 years after the perpetration of that heinous murder, those people are walking scot-free. And in fact, they've actually been promoted as their workplaces. Example number one. Example number two. In 2008, MDC activists such as Bertha Chukururama, Tondela Indira, Abigail Chiroto, Shepherd Gani, and several other people were brutally murdered. Brutally murdered. The perpetrators are known. Police reports have been made. We have got the records. We have got everything, chapter and verse, to prove that we made reports to various police stations. 3 years down the line, no single person has been arrested for the murder, the brutal murder of Tondela Indira. No single person has been arrested for the brutal murder of Abigail Chiroto. No single person has been arrested for the brutal murder of Bertha Chukururama. And we are saying if this was a police force, that is a national police force, that has been given adequate reports, adequate leads, and even the full names and identities of the alleged perpetrators of these heinous murders, nothing has been done. But here comes MDC activists. They are just in Grandview there, going about their own business. It's not a formal meeting of the MDC. A policeman goes into a pub, a pub full of drunken people. There is a skirmish. He gets murdered. The first people to be arrested are MDC activists. I mean, for God's sake, Sandra, if this is what a national police force is going to operate like, then God help Zimbabwe. This is not a police force. This is a militia. It's operating like the Taliban in Afghanistan. And this is what we don't want. We want a police force that is national in character. We want a police force that is apolitical and that is professional. And this is everything that the present Zetara team is not.
Mr. Gumbo, Mr. Gudu says the police force is operating like the Taliban in Afghanistan. You, as ZANU-PF, do you agree with that? Because mostly they say it's only MDC people who are being arrested and not ZANU-PF.
Unfortunately, all the police officers do not have membership to ZANU-PF. They are just professional people who are there to maintain law and order. And our police force is renowned world over for being very professional, and we all know that, and we are proud that they've been, you know, invited to go to many countries for peacekeeping since 1980. And the record is simple and straight. They've been renowned as a very professional police force, and we are happy about that. The point that I can also want to make about the police is that, my cousin is commenting about, you know, the Taliban and so forth and so on. He must know that, and that when people, when they commit crimes, and he thinks that ZANU-PF, they have not been arrested. It has taken many years since the Taliban leader, you know, Osama bin Laden, was killed. Because those who commit crimes, they do hide, and the police have to hunt for them. So if he knows of any case, the police will be continuing to investigate. That is as simple as all that. But let me also remind him that as far as the crime is concerned, there are a lot of cases that I can enumerate which were committed by MDC thugs, if I also want to call them, and because he says some people are militia. And the fact that he talks about militia is because we have been having, you know, youth being trained, and MDC people want to call these people militia like it's a new thing because it has happened in Zimbabwe. But something that happens world over, and my cousin knows that pretty well. Let me tell my Honorable Senator Gudu, a renowned lawyer in Zimbabwe, that it's unfortunate that we can think so low and they want to think and believe that the police officer that was killed in Glenora or Glenview was at a pub drinking. When my lawyer knows pretty well that there was a meeting that was supposed to be held, and when the police tried to stop that meeting, then they met with this situation, which ended up with the death of one police officer. It's very, very unfortunate that, you know, an honorable senator can talk like that, because the late senator has got a family, and they lost a member who was trying to maintain peace in the country. So it's a pity that we can think that way. Our police force in Zimbabwe do not know who commits a crime. They do not know who commits a crime belonging to which political party. All they do, with all due respect, that they try and they maintain law and order. They try and they maintain law and order, and they try and they make sure that people who commit crime are arrested. But it's not easy to arrest somebody when they commit a crime and they run away, because now we have got to investigate and we have got to rely with the, you know, informers, people who must give you information about that particular person. So if we blame our police officers because maybe they failed to locate somebody who is supposed to have committed a crime, it's quite unfortunate to start then attributing that person to say those who have not been arrested as unpeople. Let me advise people from MDC and the minister, our deputy minister, Gutu, that let us learn to respect ourselves. If we don't respect our own institutions, no one will ever respect them or have confidence in those institutions. You are speaking to Honorable Gutu, who is a minister. And if a minister has no confidence in his police force, who guard him each and every day so that he can sleep quietly and peacefully at home, then we will not have a country. We must put confidence in the police, and we must stop castigating them in public. If you go to a public meeting and you say, if you want politics and you are in the army, you are an army general, you are a police officer, come so that we show you the way. You are now asking for confrontation, and human beings are human beings. They tend to reply you, and when they reply you, you tend to lose the focus and the foresight. That what is critical is that you as the legislator do your legislative business, and a lot of those who are supposed to keep the peace continue to peace the peace without, you know, taking sides. And that is what the police are doing. And let not MDC people behave like they are in the opposition. Time for opposition ended in 2008 before went for elections. Now they are in government. They must be squarely blamed for whatever is taking place. If the police are not doing their work properly, let us call them MDC police and not ZANU-PF police. Or better still, let's say our police are failing, what does Zimbabwean police? Don't blame them to us. If you want, then you sell them all ZANU-PF tickets, then we can have voters who will be very pleased to do so. But why do you have a minister from your party and a minister from ZANU-PF? Because we are all in the inclusive government. So MDC people, stop behaving like you are in the opposition. You are in government. That's why we've got Minister Gutu having a government car and being protected by government officials.